listening to 20 Minutes with Chad with your host, Chad Meisenheimer, and his co-host, Simon Watson.
Hey, Chad decides to send me a little curveball and send me a new intro to the show. And it says, welcome to the show. This is Chad Meisenheimer, the host. Interesting. And your co-host. I'm the co-host. Really? I'm the one introduced the show. Am I not the host?
Schematics, man. Schematics, bro.
Explain that to me.
No, I just wanted to sound like more professional because I like always on my walks, I listen to either podcasts or heavy metals or whatever. And I was in the and I was like listening to the intro, and it goes like, it's like, oh, welcome to your host, and it goes into like the theme song, and then it goes into the conversation. I'm like, okay, cool. Like if I had a choice, I would have like a third person do the intro, like some announcer or something. But I don't know anyone. I have no friends in LA.
Well, we know that.
I have no social life.
Well, you could buy some new clothes. I'm looking at the same T-shirt for the last 5 years.
Yeah, I did laundry today. That's why this one's on.
Uh huh.
No, I do my laundry on Tuesdays because it's my only day off from my part-time job. So I was like trying to hurry up and rush today, and then a pipe burst in the laundry room. So I was like trying to rush wash all my clothes before they shut the water off so I could shove it into the dryer. And I was just like, ha-ha, you're not going to get me today, Satan.
Even though I don't follow you on Instagram, people tell me what you're up to on Instagram.
Really?
Every once in a while, this guy. Oh, okay. I'll get things. You've been posting about a lot of car wrecks lately.
Oh, my God. Yes. There's a lot of car wrecks right now. And it's always the same intersection. Like a couple of weeks ago, it was this one car. I don't know how they did it, but they literally it was on a solo car accident, and they ran into the stoplight pole and knocked it over, and somehow completely the pole wrapped around their freaking car. So I'm sitting there like laughing, walking by, the firefighters are cutting the pole off so they get the people out. I was just like, you freaking idiots. And then today there was like, it was like four or five cars and a school bus got in an accident. And I was just like, and it was the same intersection, but the other side, but one of the cars knocked over the light pole again. And those are, like, really hard. And I was just, like, I was sharing that picture of that. And then I was just, like, playing this song to it. Oh, yeah. Voice of an angel there.
I'm a little disturbed that you listen to heavy metal and Miley Cyrus. Is this, like, on a playlist?
No, that just works. Because I was, like, I always put, like, random songs to my Instagram stories now, where it's just like I just put like weird music to it, and like that has a theme, like a wrecking ball, or when I do that one where I have that where my hand's doing like a jerk off motion. I did like a, was it like a Brooks and Dunn song, like I'm a hard working man, no one could touch me like me type thing. Was it Brooks and Dunn? I don't remember. It was some country song. They all look and sound the same to me.
I have no idea. You know I don't go on Instagram, people. I apologize. I have nothing to do with Instagram at all. Don't care.
You should, man. You should. It's like I usually try out my comedy and stuff on that one, but I kind of got to be careful because my managers follow me on Instagram, so I can't do anything that's too extreme, like that deals with race, sexuality, and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay.
So maybe just post it on mine.
Post it on
your... Because I don't use it. I would never know anything is on there.
No, because you probably get banned. You'll probably have like the government from Canada is like, why is there a dude fucking a horse? I'm like, I don't know. But it has a post Simon head on it. I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
I'd be like, so, he's the co-host.
They let you watch movies at your day job. I don't think we've discussed this yet.
Yeah. No, that's like, cause like we do have a bunch of downtime sometimes. So we watch like movies, and the one manager, he's like obsessed with like comic book movies and stuff and like Harry Potter and stuff. And he just plays them cause he's there for like 11 and a half hours. Like he's there all day. And I was just like, I'm like, woof. But it makes me like this week he was like because we have HBO Max there, because we don't have cable, so we just have like streaming. So what he does is basically he goes through the alphabets of like, okay, today we're going through S. Like we saw City Slickers 1 and 2. Hey, don't diss it. Billy Crystal is a fucking American icon. Let's back this up. All right,
City Slickers 2 is painful.
It's not as painful as Nomadland.
Oh, here we go. Didn't Nomadland win an Oscar?
Yes, so did City Slickers, the first one.
Yes. Oh, no. Only Jack Palance did. Nobody else did.
True.
The film did not win an Oscar for Best Picture.
You see, I mean, of course that, but, you know, if they had an Asian director, I probably would have.
And when's the last time Billy Crystal's been funny since you call him American icon?
God, what was the one he just did? Like, I watched his one-man show they had. And then he did like one. He did one with Tiffany Haddish, which I hate Tiffany Haddish. Well, I shouldn't say hate because I never know if I want to work with her. But because I don't like her pick a choice of movies and stuff. But she was in that one where he was like some comedian suffering dementia or Alzheimer's or something. It was like more of a drama, but it had its more comedic moments.
I agree. I saw it. It was kind of bland. I mean, I find Tiffany Haddish is doing a lot of bland lately.
Yeah, I think she's trying to tone down her comedy because a lot of people get tired of her comedy. And then it's just like when she has her own opinions, you're like, please just shut up and just do comedy. Like, because some of her opinions are very out there. But like to say, everyone has an asshole, so everyone has an opinion, like me.
I guess I want to say about Tiffany Haddish since we're discussing her. Does anybody ever see her do stand-up comedy? Because, I mean, when I met her, 10 years ago, probably, in Montreal, nobody knew who Tiffany Haddish was. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody. Was like, she funny? She literally just wander around aimlessly. Nobody knew who she was.
Was she funny? I've never seen her.
I never saw her do stand-up. She wasn't on my bill. She was just there. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen a clip of Tiffany. So is she actually a stand-up comedian? I know she attempted to be one. So did Tom Arnold.
She does. Tom Arnold is a comedian.
He's not funny. I've seen him live. He was terrible.
I'm like, he's hit and miss. It's almost like Jeff Garland. Have you ever seen Jeff Garland do stand-up? Like,
I can't see Jeff Garland doing stand-up, though. Like would that even be funny?
Because I've seen it, because he's always got flappers here in Burbank.
What's a flapper?
Flappers is a comedy club up here in Burbank. Okay. Yeah, it's like a C-list comedy club. Because they also
I know we're getting a little bit off topic. We'll get back to Jeff Garland. What's a B-list comedy club in L.A. and what's an A-list comedy club in L.A.?
Well, like an A-list comedy club is like, you know, like the Comedy Store, Laugh Factory, the Improv, like big name comedy clubs that are like really corporate-y. And Flappers is pretty much is like a small independent one. It's not owned. It's just like it kind of hit and miss type thing. And then there's like, you have your alternative ones, which is also like theaters and stuff that kind of rent out rooms and stuff like that. It's weird because like, I prefer those ones. Like I haven't done Flappers because there's a lot of politics. The Comedy Chateau is another one that's like a C club. Haha Cafe, which is also in North Hollywood. That's also a thing. So I'm trying to like, cause I'm going like, because my day job, because now that I'm working 11 and a half hours on Wednesday, I have to take an extra day off. So they're giving me Sundays off. So I'm trying. Like, I haven't really announced it, but I'm trying to get back on doing stand-up.
Okay. Back to Jeff Garland. We'll get to your stand-up when you actually do it. I will not let that go. Don't worry. Now, you seen Jeff Garland live?
I have seen Jeff Garland live. What's really cool about him is he really doesn't have jokes. Like he doesn't like, he has a couple ideas, like throws jokes out there, but most of his comedy is crowd work. Like he's really like, no, like, but it's funny though. His crowd work is funny though. Cause he talks so much shit. It's like, just imagine like Larry David, like don't get me wrong. Cause Larry David, I've seen some of his stand-up stuff. I mean, not like in live in person, but I've seen clips of it and you're like, wow, he's really bad. But he has how he interacts with people it's really funny. Like, it's pretty good.
So, should I let you in on a secret?
Okay, sure.
I don't find Larry David funny.
A lot of people don't. But I do, because he kind of reminds me a little bit of Woody Allen, but I like the awkwardness that he creates. Like, he really, I'm one of those people where I like seeing like a situation that's so politically incorrect. You're like, this guy's an asshole. I'm going to hate him. And then he brings it back in. And you're like, oh, that's kind of actually funny. Sort of like Sacha Baron Cohen or Andy Kaufman. But there are more characters. Larry David's not. That's the thing. I think he kind of is hit and miss with him, because Larry David's Larry David. It's like, I'm a Jew. But it's like that's not knocking him. Just how he is. That's just like, hey, I'm old, balding, white dude. Hey, type thing. But it's just like, I know I sound kind of Italian. My heritage was coming out. The, hey, my pizzeria, hey, give me some spaghetti and meatballs. But see, I'm turning. My stereotypes are coming out after working that fucking pizza job.
Okay, quick story about crowdfunding. I went to Montreal 1 year as Judah Freelander.
Judah? Oh, okay.
Midnight show, packed house. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes in, I'm sound asleep. I slept through the whole act. I'm in the third row asleep.
Was that because of the material? Just because
it was terrible. He started to crowd. It's every joke. He go, hey, what's going on with that shirt? I'm like, I'm done. I 20 minutes in, I zoned out. I fell asleep. The guy beside me is asleep, and the other guy in my party, all three of us, my buddy said, we're storing away. We woke up for the end of the show, clapped, and I walked out. Couldn't tell you one joke. He was that bad, he put me to sleep.
I don't think it's bad. Like, see, there's the thing with comedy. Comedy is very subjective. There's things I dislike. I try to stay away from words now. I try to be – I don't want to sound – oh, I'm positive or not being cynical. I try to stay away from certain words or phrasing, because doing comedy, if you do it as a career and actually have some kind of talent, it's hard to do. It's like a lot of people, think like, oh, because I'm funny off stage, I could be funny on stage. And some, it might just been an off night too. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of Judah Friedlander's stuff, because he's always talking about wrestling and stuff, and I just don't like the nerd culture stuff like that. Like, hey, I'm a nerd, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, eh. That gets old, because it's like every comedian's just like, hey, I was bullied at high school. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, okay, come up with like new material. It's the same thing where in like the Donald Trump thing was like, every comedian was talking about, hey, you see what Donald Trump did? I'm like, yeah, but you guys are beating a dead horse. And those are like the fly-by-night comedians. They're like, they're not real good comedians then. That's why they don't have anything more than just doing, say, supporting acting gigs or road dogging. I love when comedians are like, I'm a road dog. Because you're not talented enough to get your own TV show or something. That's the thing. You don't have a hustle, or you don't have that unique perspective. Like, don't get me wrong, some comedians want to be on the road and do that stuff. That's what they want to do. Some want to do specials once a year, like, you know, like Louis C.K. Some people want to do TV shows or write or do movies. There's so many like avenues, but it's just like everyone's career's trajectory is different. Oh, I got a story for you. So, because we finished The Goons finally, like that, it's in post production. It's a CSUN project. Originally started as a short film, but then they like, oh, we're gonna do it as a TV pilot, and then they're doing it as like a TV pilot slash like short film. Like, so it had a combination. So if nothing happens with the pilot, they can make it and just send the short film to film festivals and stuff. And it's actually pretty fun. It was like, hopefully, I'm waiting to see the final product. So fingers crossed. But the director emailed me today, and she's like, you're actually the favorite actor in the show, the whole show. Everyone in her class and everything, they love me. And it's like, there's four of us, four leads. And so they're like, you're the best one out of there. And our professor was like, and this guy got a good future in comedy. And I'm like, to me, I'm like, oh, that future? I've been doing this for like 19 plus years almost. I'm like, oh, I hope I have a good future. I would, because I probably have like good 10 to 12 years left in my life before I kick the bucket. Jesus Christ. But like the professor really liked it. And they're like, because I guess this professor was like really anti this whole project. It's like, oh, comedy's hard. Da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden, like, we did it. And they're like, the acting's like really, really good because we all had really good chemistry. So it was a fun project. So it's kind of fun to talk about that finally. But they, I think they have a screening of it in May sometime. So they're trying to like rushing it right now, like rushing the editing. But like even when I saw the assemble cuts when we were shooting, because they were actually editing it. They had the editor and assistant editor taking the footage, starting edit, because they were trying to see what's working, what's not. Because the whole movie, it's like a documentary style. So it's all these long takes up on each of the characters, sort of trying to figure out how to cut it. And I'm just sitting there like, whoo. Like I even kind of did like nonchalantly, you know, because me being a writer and director myself, I'm kind of like, hey, you know, you guys should probably put in more, you know, talking head moments, because they split up the thing just in case. And like, I even kind of did to the writer producer, and he's like, so I kind of made like his idea like, oh yeah, let's do that. So we kind of had that to split things up and stuff, because like the script is really, really good. Like for a college kid, for comedy, comedy's not an easy thing to write. And he did it. Like each characters were fleshed out. Like it was like legit, like someone professional writing it. And I was just like, yo, this is a really good script. And enjoy the process here, because they get their little snips with each other, because, you know, their generational thing. Because we're looking at them, because all of us were like, we were all over 30, the actors, except one actor. We're all like, there was another guy named Chad. He's 38. He played the role of Johnny, which is like the main lead character. There was also Roberto, and he's like 33. And then there's me, I'm 37. And Severin was like, he's 20, 21, 22, 23. He's like, he was like one of those three. I think he was 21, but he looked a lot older, and he's pretty like he acts a lot older than he is. So it's kind of weird. I'm like, whoa, okay. So it kind of worked really well. It was a fun project. But yeah, so that went really well. And trying to think of other things I've done. Like I purchased a new ring light for my audition. So my self-tape auditions look way better. Like I've been putting a lot of money into my work right now, because I'm getting bigger auditions. And like, I can't talk about one project because I had to send in the submission today. So, but that like that also helped my audition too, where I play this sleazy massage parlor guy or whatever. Fingers crossed if I get that, it'd be kind of nice. But there's a couple, also applied a couple, or submitted to a couple like under 5 day player stuff too. It's kind of like a quick cash grab kind of thing for me, like, because it'd be kind of nice to get paid for a couple of things. So, so like that'd be nice, but at least, but it's projects that because I research who are involved in it, and I'm like, oh, I want to work with this guy and this person here. So, because they're actually named people.
You have 1 minute left. This is a big discussion with me and my friends. Mm-hmm. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Hell yeah, if it's spicy. If you, it's like, okay, pineapple by itself, no. But if you have like a pepperoni and a jalapeno with pineapple, it's like a sweet, like sweet and spicy, which is really, really good. But if it's just by itself or Canadian bacon, you're stretching it. But the right mixture is delicious.
Okay. So how many people in a week order pineapple on their pizza?
You'd be surprised a lot.
Really? What's the number one topping besides pepperoni?
It'd be pepperoni. Then you have the meat lovers. Because that's what people like. A lot of people get the meat lovers, the combo.
And what's a combo?
A combo is like a supreme. It's sort of like all the vegetables with a couple of meats. Like, okay. The meat lovers, it's all meat. And the combo, you have the couple of the meats, and then you have all the vegetables.
Okay. Well, go get a pizza. You're done. Goodbye.
Goodbye.